This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which should be working tonight. They have been offline for a couple of days, or very, very poor quality. So I believe I have fixed that problem as of late last night. So hopefully someone will give that a test for us a little bit later on. Discord.lrn.fm is where you can log into that. It's a chat server that's open 24/7. There's chat rooms of various different topics, and people are in there pretty much all day and all night. But during our live show, which is all 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, you can join the on-air call-in line rooms there on Discord, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. I'm Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
All right, of course, you can bring up anything that is on your mind. Coming up, of course, you can take control of the airwaves, but we've got this story, Richie Rich, that you brought in tonight from the Foundation for Economic Education.
We do love them.
Fee.
I'm a big fan as well.
Yeah, they do really good writing, too. Good coverage of various different stories you probably won't see anywhere else. And this one is about the end of government regulations.
In Idaho.
Perhaps temporarily. Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But what's going on?
Idaho repealed its entire regulatory code. Now what?
Now do nothing. Just leave it alone. Let the marketplace self-regulate. People think you need the government to come up with regulations. The fact is, people can, you know, people want quality service. People want clean food.
You'll get the government to come in on regulation anyway, because whether it's the executive branch enforcing a legislative fiat or the judicial branch making a ruling on a particular situation, you'll still have regulation, right? I mean, there's still...
Well, not if the government stays out of it.
Well, are you...
What you'd have would be self-regulation through the marketplace where people demand clean restaurants, so the restaurants sign up with a certifier to certify that they're clean, so
sure.
We're serve safe.
And right now that's the government
well,
in most places,
okay,
with
so
a little letter grade out front.
There's a regulation that says you can't dump old rusty barrels of oil on your land, right?
Probably.
And if you did... Then, and I determined that that had happened, and I take you to court over said rusty barrels of oil that are now leaking because they've been sitting there too long.
Mm-hmm.
Then the court is going to have to rule. They can say, no, there's no rule. There will be no, you know, this, you don't have standing. Sorry, this is his land. He can leak oil all over the place, even if it comes over and kills your grass or whatever it's doing over there. Or they can rule, which they should, and they should say that this person's held liable for making you whole because they've damaged your property.
As long as they've damaged your property. Like you would have to, you would have to associate the selling or the dumping of rusty barrels of oil with the damage.
With an association of, yeah, right.
Yeah.
With some kind of problem. And that's how that works. I mean, the marketplace, somebody is going to regulate at some point.
What if the business put their factory upriver and polluted all the water downriver?
It's always a good question, right? I mean, you know, yes, there's a river going through your property. No, you can't dump things in it.
Well, I mean, if
they
what
do
you're
that now under
buy the land at the river source.
Well, they already do that now. These companies are already polluting, and they're doing that with the government's blessing, apparently. And really, regulations have always been written by and benefit the largest of companies and the most wealthiest of people.
And those are the ones who end up calling for regulation at some point as well.
Right. Allowing people to bring real torts against companies and them have to pay my legal fees once they're found guilty, that is going to be a something that works.
Well, I mean, what it sounds like you're doing is you're calling a court system that would enforce contracts a regulatory agency, or that you're saying that that's regulation. And I don't know if that's exactly what people think of or what they are intending to say when they're talking about regulation. Regulations, as I understand them, tend to come in advance. They, you know, they say, you can do this, you can't do this, you can do this.
Right.
Here's a set of rules that we, the government regulatory body, have decreed is the appropriate way. And as you pointed out, it's usually the big companies that help them write these sets
of rules.
Right,
that's really, really important.
That usually prevent people from even getting into business in the first place. Like right now, if you want to go and open up a Shade Tree auto mechanic or whatever, where or some other thing that's, I guess there's not really necessarily regulations. There's ASC certification.
The best
and all
example
that,
out there is that
Shade Tree Doctor. For
the African hair braiding is always a really great example. Mm-hmm. This happens. This comes up in the news about every 5 years. Is, you know, some government agency goes after some gal who's made a small business of braiding people's hair.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, no, sorry, you can't do this.
You didn't go to beauty school for
300
hours.
You need to go to beauty
school
for white people.
10,000 hours.
10,000 hours, okay.
And get, you know, log all these hours in cosmetology school that will be completely useless in what you do. And the fact that the newspaper did a little story on you has helped us to hunt you down and help you. You're welcome, citizen.
Right. So, I mean, if the person doing the African hair braiding in that case somehow accidentally cuts off someone's ear and then they go to court over that, that person hasn't been regulated. There's not a rule that, you know, has been enforced about not cutting off someone's ear or whatever. It's just that person had a judgment against them for screwing something up. That doesn't stop anybody else from getting into business or
sure.
anything.
But common law is going to – so there's going to be, you know, case law that's going to be put in place. And case law is nice. It's nice that they put in sort of write down. I'd say most regulations need to be gotten rid of, but you know, I don't know everything about every regulation. There are some regulations that are just reasonable. The problem is that regulations are written in many cases by the very corporations mm-hmm. that the people who want the regulations right. the most are frightened of, because sorry. Rent-seeking behavior doesn't change just because you put a bunch of regulations in place. All regulations mostly do is prevent the little guy from getting in and competing.
That's right.
And competition is what keeps the marketplace, more honest.
Yeah, I mean, people don't want to generally, they don't want to harm their customers, whether it's because there's a court out there that's going to tell them you're bad, you owe this person money, or whether it's just the marketplace that's going to spread the word that, oh, this place cut off this guy's ear. You know, like there are ways that sort of the market can enforce upon itself, even with the absence of a court system out there. And, you know, whether you want to call that self-regulation or not, that's another question.
Let me throw this out there, because you said most owners or most companies don't want to harm their customers. What about the sadistic employee that slips through the cracks?
Yeah, that's bad news.
Well, a sadistic
employee...
But they end up doing harm first.
Yeah,
A sadistic employee is going to slip through the cracks anyway.
Right.
So if this employee is bent on hurting the business owner, then they can just throw the monkey wrench in when the inspection comes by. It's not like they're not going to figure it out. Oh, that looks like a state inspector. I think I'll leave a, some unsanitary thing. Right.
Sure.
Thank you for the dead rat. I couldn't come up with a good example.
Scatter some roaches around the kitchen.
That was really good for the radio. There, something awful and disgusting in a place where it shouldn't be.
They had some fat rats in Tokyo, too. I saw a couple of them.
God.
Ship them over the
well
China.
Fed.
Big cities cannot avoid rats.
Yeah.
They just have them.
Right outside the restaurant I was at, too, running around.
Yeah. Were they well-trained? Were they polite rats?
Oh, he was hiding.
Did they have four turtles with them?
No.
Oh,
wow, that's a good question. So, I mean, and if the sadistic employee wants to go after customers, then the sadistic employee would be best served by allowing, by hiding their behavior when the inspectors are in place.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, sure, they can do whatever they want, and you can't stop the sadistic employee. You know, sorry, employees are a pain. As soon as you realize that and stop protecting the worker, then
but now
maybe you'll get it.
The regulations have been repealed completely in Idaho.
Okay, I'm going to read the article because it's not exactly what you think, and there's ways around it. But
not
we'll just get
exactly.
into it.
Exactly.
Not exactly.
Well, because if the regulations have been repealed, then all the people who support regulations must be freaking out because they think the business owners are going to just start, you know, killing people.
They don't live in Idaho.
You know.
So I will say this real quick before I get back into the article. I worked in a restaurant and I was there during one of like the health inspector inspections.
Mm-hmm.
And as you guys can see in the studio, but I have like facial piercings.
You do.
Which yeah. I didn't have to take out when I was at work. Unless the inspector was there, because she was concerned that the screws on my piercings would fall into the food.
That seems like the least likely thing to happen. Your hairs are going to fall into the food,
yes.
probably, at some point.
All the time.
All the time.
So there's more coming up. I'm sure there's more to that story. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You want to talk about regulations, the regulators? Please join us here on Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us here if you want. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Talking about government regulation or the unexpected absence of it in at least one state. And Richie, we've just barely scratched the surface on the story, but we're going to get back into it from the Foundation of Economic Education. And also want to tell you
education. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You said of and it's for.
Okay. So AntiPay.global is where you can go to get set up for accepting cryptocurrency at your local business. Maybe you have a physical brick and mortar location, or maybe you're a service provider and you're going around, you know, to people's houses or
whatever.
They
make it easy for you.
They certainly do.
If you go to howtotakebitcoin.com?
No, it is helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Yep, and that's where you can walk through some very simple steps at helpmetakebitcoin.com, and then within moments, you'll be able to accept Bitcoin, Dash, Zcash, Bitcoin Cash, and others at your point of sale. Like I said, whether that's at a physical location where you got like a tablet at your register, or your service provider, your plumber, or something like that, and you've got your smartphone with you. Either way is fine. Whatever you want to use, you can use the system that they have at AntiPay. It's helpmetakebitcoin.com. They've got apps for both iOS and Android. I just used it tonight to pay for my meal at the local burger shop here
and
in Keene.
The thing that you can expect if you begin taking cryptocurrency is a very loyal customer base, because you'll likely be the only one in your sector, your industry, providing that. And so the people who want to spend cryptocurrency will want to help you. And quite possibly some kind of news story.
It could happen.
You know, if you were the crypto plumber, you know, you're accepting, you know, Bitcoin or whatever, then, well, you might get a news story out of that.
If you were to let the news people know about it, yeah, for sure.
That's a good idea.
So go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. So we're going to continue here with Richie's story, but first we go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Hello, Sarah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
Got
go
you
ahead.
So our city is going to start charging $400 per hour for 911 emergency services caused by reckless driving. So if you run a red light and cause a big wreck, or they have to pry you out of the car, they're going to start charging you $400 per hour.
They're probably going to charge your insurance company that.
Well, I mean, if you... I guess you're, but yeah. Well, how does that work? So they have to figure out who caused the accident, whose fault it was.
Somebody has laid blame. Reckless driving is a rare ticket. You'll get it for speeding way over the limit. You'll get it for sometimes it'll be a way to plea down from drunk driving. And you can get it for certain times in accidents. Not every time that somebody is called, is it an accident, is it called reckless driving?
I've got a couple for like improper lane changes where I failed to
signal.
That's
not reckless, that's careless.
Well, they put reckless on the ticket.
This is not ticket for reckless driving. This is charging you for after you have caused that accident, they're going to charge you $400 per hour for ambulance services.
It's not uncommon for an ambulance to issue a bill for their services.
Also true.
That's pretty common from what I understand.
Yeah, the problem is it's a monopoly, but most people don't care on that one.
It's not in all places. Here in Keene, there's actually a private ambulance
service.
But
the dispatch of it is still a monopoly.
Oh, yeah, but
you could call them directly.
New Mexico, so we never had that. It was just all, like, accident. That's it. Drunk driving is just an accident. They cannot charge anybody for that because it's considered just an accident. Nobody got charged this kind of bill any time here in New Mexico. This is the first time. And I thought, you know, the people would be begging them to get the red light cameras back. They're better off paying red light camera tickets than paying after they're in an accident.
The red light cameras don't stop accidents.
Right.
They make them.
Sarah. Yeah, they do increase them.
After an accident,
the entire time she's been calling about red light cameras.
Cameras don't have anything to do with something after an accident. Cameras make accidents.
She believes they will prevent people from having accidents.
She's wrong, and all the statistics say so. Look, Sarah, if you want to stop accidents, you want to stop drunk driving accidents, here's how you do it. Legalize recreational marijuana, because we have seen already statistically in the state.
Really? In
Colorado, they have fewer drunk driving accidents.
Really?
Here's another way to stop drunk driving. Zone bars so that they can be in residential areas.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Then you don't have people getting on the road.
That's the reason that we have drunk driving these days is because America became this sort
of... drive to the bar.
Well, yeah, this sort of car...
Sprawl.
Car-oriented nation. And if you had a bar in your local neighborhood where you could stagger to... Now, right. I'm not saying I want to be in the house next to the bar.
Of course, some cops will arrest you just for being drunk in the streets.
Drunk in public.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Sarah. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 8... But at least if you're just drunk in the streets, you're not going to have a car wreck and kill somebody. So it's still a better situation.
Well, there may be a car wreck and somebody may be killed. It'll probably be you for staggering out in front of a car.
See, part of her call, though, seems to be holding people who cause accidents accountable for those accidents.
And if there's nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Right. But if it wasn't a fine mandated by the state, right, and it was just, okay, you caused an accident, you're responsible for it and the damage that you caused and, the time to bring out the service personnel at whatever hourly rate they charge to do their job. Right, I don't necessarily have a problem with that concept. Just
yeah, me neither.
Who charges?
So it doesn't work out. It's kind of like this: let's do private prisons thing. It doesn't work out as well as you'd hope. So this happens here in New Hampshire, for instance. If you are considered negligent as a hiker, and they have to, bring out the helicopter.
Break your leg on a mountain or something,
right,
like that.
Right, they got to do whatever they got to do to
lost.
Come get you. You can be held liable for the deployment of all these emergency services.
Right.
The problem is that, for one, most people can't pay it anyway. So you're trying to squeeze a turnip for blood, right? Doesn't work. Secondly, when they do it, and they only do it when they feel like doing it, they deploy whatever they want to deploy, and it's not a very efficient deployment of resources because they're the government. So if you call a house fire in my town and I show up as the fire department, part of the fire department, we all come. Maybe you only needed 6 firefighters and 26 showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now are you paying
the whole bill?
Paying all these people?
Well, that's the other thing. You don't know the price up front about what the possible cost is going to be.
Right, and it's a monopoly organization. Yeah. And each department, some have older engines, some have brand new engines. I don't know. It's a big mess.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up tonight, Mark's got a letter to the editor from a cop who is actually against quotas. And so we can talk about that, plus the Chinese social credit system is back in the news again. If you don't know what that is, we'll fill you in on it. Plus, we got to get back.
It's going to be back in the news until it's implemented here.
Probably, yeah. We've also got the rest of your story, Richie. Rich, you were going to tell us about when you were working at a restaurant and some regulator came in.
Oh, yeah.
And
health inspector.
Yeah, we'll get into that coming up here. And your calls and thoughts, welcome out. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Join us. Free Talk Live has found that though U.S. financial institutions are prohibited from doing business with foreign gambling websites, it's not illegal for U.S.-based internet users to gamble on those sites. People have been using VPNs or virtual private networks to connect to sites like games.bitcoin.com and play games with Bitcoin Cash. Games.bitcoin.com features poker, blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, slots, and dice. You can conduct your own investigation at games.bitcoin.com. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Unless you're a jaded activist like Mark, you ought to check out ForkFest 2019, and even Mark will be there.
ForkFest is awesome.
Even Mark will be present at ForkFest. You can go to forkfest.party. It is the third year year of the decentralized camping festival for libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-minded anarchists in the woods, in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And I say the woods, there's trees around, but it's a very nice campground with bathrooms and, you know, there's a camp store or whatever, so it's not real camping. They've got RV sites, they've got campsites, they've even got a motel if you prefer to do that. You can go to forkfest.party, and there's no tickets for Forkfest because there's no central organizer. There's nobody who's in charge except for everybody, meaning you're in charge of your own experience. Do you just want to come hang out at a campfire and, you know, do campy things with other people in the woods? That's cool. You can do that. Or maybe you want to create a thing for other people to do. Maybe you want to host a poker night or a game night of some sort, or you want to put on a speaker series or whatever it is you want to do. There's already a bunch of people planning to do different things there. I know the guys from AnyPay are going to throw, I think, basically raves every single night, which will be pretty sweet. And of course, Jay Noon, our Wednesday night co-host, is doing Man Camp, and you can learn more about all those things by checking in with the Forkfest unofficial forum and chat room on Telegram. You can link to both of those over at the website forkfest.party. It's June 13th through the 18th. 4 weeks from tonight, we will be at Rogers Campground. Are you going to be able to make it up?
I'm planning on it. I was just about to say, my wife and I are looking to come up on the Saturday and Sunday.
Perfect.
Of Forkfest, and then hopefully, you know, have a third seat available for me on that Sunday show.
Very cool.
Before we head back down.
We'll look forward to it.
And then we'll be back at Porkfest, hopefully the Tuesday and Wednesday of that one.
So come on up. Join us June 13th through the 18th. It is forkfest.party. Go online and learn more about it there.
And she doesn't think I party because I don't drink and do drugs. And I go, but I'll go to the dance party.
Absolutely.
Have fun.
You don't need to drink to dance, right?
Yeah.
All right. So you can bring up anything that you want. Richie, you were telling us a story. We were talking in the beginning of the show about regulations. There's one state, and we'll get back into the article in a little bit, but the Foundation for Economic Education, they've done a story about Idaho apparently repealing all their regulations. So we can get into that in a moment. But you were telling a story about when you were at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
You've got facial piercings in. Those on the cams can probably see that if we'd actually point one at you. And there it is.
Yeah, they shine.
It wasn't zoomed on you anyway at the time. So tell us the rest of the story. You're working in the kitchen.
I still do. I work in the kitchen here as well, part-time, and it was a part-time job there.
But this was in Hawaii?
This was in Hawaii.
Okay.
And, you know, we have inspections by the state inspector, the health inspector.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've seen her before, and she's seen me before, so this wasn't the first time that she came in and interacted with us. And she felt that, you know, everything was good in the kitchen except that one chef with the facial piercings and her concern that it was going to come unscrewed somehow from my face and fall into the food and that I would be required to remove them.
Presumably, if it does come off your face and fall into the food, you would know.
I would notice.
Yeah.
But I've also missed hair before. Like that slips by.
Hair is going to fall out.
It's a lot harder to see.
You know, that's and everybody's got that. That's not facial, you know. Like,
yeah.
And especially men these days, there's a lot of beards, a lot more beards than there were, say, 10 or 15 years ago.
The owner at one point had me wear my hairnet over my face.
So I've seen
my
that.
Facial hair.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a little ridiculous. And I did that until they found a hair from somebody else. And when it's not even mine, I'm not doing this anymore. Get over it. When it's mine, when it's my beard hair in the food, then we can have that conversation.
All right.
But until then, no. So the health inspector goes like, you know, you got to take those out. I'm like, well, I'm not going to. if this is legitimate concern, you know, I need to see something, or you need to talk to the chef or the owner of the restaurant, because I'm just not going to do it. You know, she's like, well, doesn't it unscrew? I'm like, yeah, it does, but I got it unscrewed on pretty good. It doesn't fall off my face on a regular basis.
Right. It's more likely that you're going to catch it on something and rip it out of your face than the screw's going to come loose.
Yes.
You know?
Right. Which, when I had longer earrings, because I've also got earrings,
yeah,
I actually caught it sliding out of a screen door. The screen door didn't open all the way, and I caught my earring.
The difficulty, a little bit. You take these piercings on and off on a regular basis, and I'm sure you don't, right?
I don't take them on and off on a regular basis. Right. I take them off and, you know, clean them every once in a while.
So you shower with them on, you sleep with them on?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So taking them on and off is going to result in a more likelihood that he will cut himself or pull something and cause himself to bleed.
Mm-hmm.
The blood is a much bigger problem than some little, nut falling off and a rare chance that occurs, you know?
Yeah. So she eventually, like, she backed down and let it go and said, like, well, okay, you know, but make sure it doesn't happen.
Okay.
Okay. <Yeah. laughs> Thumbs up, lady, you know.
Wow.
But yeah, so and she was the regular inspector, so their job is to find something. So we were never like yellow carded or had to shut down for the day.
No,
but it was, you know,
they have to find something.
They come with the white
work
glove.
On that.
Yeah. Like, oh, there's a little bit of dust up here. Make sure you guys clean up there. Like, all right, yes, ma'am, whatever. Get the hell out of here.
Always something. Now, did you ever have any inspections by any other organization? Was there, a
third party?
Yeah, a third party organization that ever came through, or was it always just the state?
My experience was only the state. I don't know what the owners
had. It was a mom
done.
And pop business?
It was definitely a mom and pop business.
So like a chain, you are likely to encounter a inspector who is sent there by the chain,
yes.
For instance, like a Burger King or, you know, Panera, yeah. Or something like that, where they, in a lot of cases, have a higher level of inspection requirement than
the
state requires. So,
but I've always felt like a Zagat's or a AAA or somebody like that could do a better job than the state inspectors.
Oh, sure.
They just come through and, you know, well, you didn't get rated. And if you decide you want to eat at some place that doesn't have that rating, you're
taking
your chances.
Yeah.
You know,
which you do all the time. Whenever
yes.
you eat at your friend's house or your grandmother's or, you know, mom
yeah.
or whoever, you're all constantly eating at places that are completely uninspected.
Forkfest.
Yeah, whatever
right.
the dangers are of, you know, bad food coming to you, they're really not mitigated by very much at all by the state inspectors.
No, they're not.
I mean, I'll go ahead and say, sure. They're mitigated to some extent because whatever the rules are put in place and, you know, people are informed of the rules and they know that in order to abide by the rules. But the state inspectors rarely are doing some kind of surprise inspection or sending around secret shoppers or anything like that.
Yeah, those companies that you're talking about, they definitely do secret shoppers.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And also inspectors
right.
as well. Right.
Franchises are doing secret shoppers all the time.
And the health inspector, it was always like a double shot, right? She would come do her inspection, tell us what needed to be fixed, and then she'd be back the next day to make sure that we had, you know, wiped the dust from wherever.
So, no kidding.
And it's not like our kitchen was like destroyed. Like we did a good job of cleaning it. The owner paid for a cleaning
service. You can't dust every spot.
That is true. But when she comes through, most things are nice. Then she finds the one or two little nitpicky things that she has to.
Yep. Would she know in advance, or would y'all know in advance that she was coming, or would she just show up?
She would just show up, mm-hmm. and then we would know she's coming back to right. make sure that we had done what she had informed us we needed to do to maintain our compliance.
And in many cases, companies know ahead of time that the inspector's coming, so they're able to, you know.
I think it also depends.
The owner might have known, but as far as us, she just walked in.
And I would be more interested in hearing from other folks in the restaurant business, because I have, you know, I've never worked professionally in a restaurant, but I've known plenty of people who have, and I've known some owners. And I remember a couple that I knew down in, they had a place in Venice. You might remember Classic Rock Bob. I don't know if you ever worked with him. But they had an Italian restaurant down in Venice, Florida. And they told me that, like, the inspector there would just come in, like, glance at the ceiling tiles and then sit down and get a free meal.
Yep.
So, like, in a lot of cases, they're not even there trying to find something. They're only going to try to find something if you've, like, crossed somebody in politics and then they want to come after you.
The thing is that it's completely arbitrary.
Yeah.
You just don't know what...
Just how lazy is this bureaucrat that you're dealing with.
And what's it like in that particular municipality? Has somebody come in who's just been recently elected, who's cleaning house and making sure that
right.
this is that, you know...
Or did you run for election and they want to target you as a result of
that? You never know.
So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. More about Idaho, was it? Yeah.
Yep, Idaho.
Getting rid of all their regulations, but for how long? And what's the details on this? We'll find that out coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Live Sunday edition. It's Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and I can certify they're working again because we've got a caller there, and we're going to go to her shortly. But I do want to say welcome to our newest affiliates. It's actually so new, I haven't even had a chance to update the website yet, but I'll be doing that soon. WSLW, which is both an AM and a what they call an FM translator in the business. News Talk, 97.3 FM, 1310 a.m. in Lewisburg, West Virginia. So welcome aboard. They are on for all 3 hours.
I've been through Lewisburg.
Of our Sunday night show. So they're tuned in tonight. Welcome. If you're new to the show, if you're new to Free Talk Live, you should know we are live on Sunday nights. We're live 7 nights a week, actually, but you're getting us on Sundays. And you really can pick up your phone and call in about whatever happens to be on your mind. It's open phones every single night here on Free Talk Live. So welcome aboard. In fact, we should be welcoming another station in the next hour when they join us. So we'll tell you about that as we get to it. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. And if you want to help us do more Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the United States, then you can join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a very simple one. It's $5 a month is what you can send in. In fact, I want to thank Sky, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier. Gold is a $10 a month level, so really appreciate that, Sky. But you can do $5 a month. Send that in to us via PayPal or credit card or Bitcoin BTC. And you will get some perks. You get some benefits for joining the AMP program. And that's money that we can then pool together and use that to help advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to get us on more radio stations. We don't buy the airtime, okay, just to be clear. All of the over 200 stations we have take this show because they like the show, because we're a good show, and we're there, and we're reliable, and so we're there on merit. And so you can help us spread to 300 at some point. It can happen. We can do it with your help over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com, and I believe Vaginatarian is one of those amplifiers. She is on the line on our Discord call-in lines. Go ahead, calling from Florida.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind? Last
night, you guys were talking about the guy in the UK that got a fine for hiding his face with the facial recognition software.
Yeah, £90 fine.
I wanted to call in because San Francisco just passed a ban on facial recognition software, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Interesting.
Ban meaning the government can't use it, or ban meaning I can't use facial recognition at like a, you know, a door security lock that I've seen these things exist.
So it's a little both. It's a ban on the use of facial recognition technology by city agencies, including the police department, but it doesn't discontinue what they already have, including police body cameras and license plate readers. Mm. However, it establishes a board where city departments have to seek specific approval before acquiring any new surveillance equipment.
Okay.
So people to bribe to get those things.
Yeah, and it doesn't impact facial recognition tech deployed by private companies.
Well,
but it would affect any company selling tech to the city government.
All right.
So here's how it goes. You know, a known registered criminal, a bad one, does a bad thing. This happens.
Mm.
Happens all the time.
Sure.
Every week in the United States, some terrible criminal has done some terrible thing.
And you're
thing.
Excluding politicians and police from that.
Right.
Right, okay.
I'm talking about convicted.
Real criminals.
Other criminals.
Yeah. Convicted criminal does some terrible thing, and then the story is blown up in the local paper for the purpose of getting whatever it is that they need to get through. And it's like, oh, well, if we'd had this software.
If we'd only had the facial recognition.
If only the police had had this. They came in contact with him and, you know, he went by a police car and he would have been known. And, oh, it's a shame. This misguided law.
Well, I mean, it could change, Mark. Obviously, you know, laws do change. They get reversed and things like that. But it's still a good thing that they've done this, right?
Sure.
Well, even walking by a police car doesn't necessarily mean he had committed the crime yet.
I'm sure those people in...
they know he's in the area.
Those people in San Francisco are freer already.
Well, it's funny that Mark mentioned that because I guess one of the reasons why this bill was proposed in the first place is that research in the city was showing that the facial recognition software wasn't working correctly and was grossly identifying people in... ethnic neighborhoods,
yes,
more so than their white peers.
Sadly, so
they all look alike, right?
Sadly, the technology has not advanced well enough to be able to do this. Yeah.
Which, by the way, the Asians say about white yeah. guys too. Just so you know,
that's good in your case.
I guess so.
Yeah,
I'm sure in Japan it was fine.
Thanks for sharing that.
Walking through the neighborhood,
Vaginatarian. Anything else you want to throw out there?
Nothing related to that, but if Ricky from the Commonwealth is still listening, I'd like him to call back in.
Man, we don't know what happened to that guy. It's been a couple few years now since he's called the show. He used to call like every night.
Would you like to take a bet as to whether it was the insane asylum or the prison that he ended up in?
Yeah, good question. Hey, thanks for the call, Vaginitarian. I appreciate it. In fact, the people who were, they'd seen Ricky in like Skype group chats, because apparently that's a thing that happens on Skype, is there are these large group chats where people talk about whatever. And I guess he used to go into those too, but he hasn't been there either. So he's off the radar at this point. At least that's what people said. So
I used to drive around in Hawaii with a face mask on.
Really?
That was always fun.
Is it legal?
I don't know. I've been stopped for it a couple of times, but never gotten a ticket for specifically wearing the
Interesting.
Mask. They just harassed me for a little bit.
Well, that must be legal then. Otherwise, they'd ticket you.
True. And that was the other thing. So that was during the time where it was like, you know, is that a law or a request? Was that a request or an order?
Right.
And so sometimes they will like, that's a request. And I go, well, then no, okay. I'm not taking off
request,
the mask.
Request acknowledged.
Request denied. Here's my license, you know, whatever. Take the mask off so we know it's you. I'm like, well, that's me.
I like how Dave Ridley handles those interactions. And by the way, we might actually get to see Dave Ridley this week. He may be coming here to do a little bit of street theater, from what I understand.
His Winston Churchill act?
I don't know what he's got planned, but I'm sure it'll be creative. But he'll say things like, I will politely decline your request. You know, he's as nice as he possibly can be about turning down whatever it is the cops are saying to him. So you can bring up anything that you want here. The government gang in Idaho, according to fee.org, has repealed all regulations. This must have been an accident.
It definitely was. Okay. I'm going to read it's a lead up, but I'm going to read the whole article anyway because it gives some perspective.
But now all the restaurants are poisoning their customers. Every business is trying to murder every. That's not happening.
Dog food and the regular food and mismanagement everywhere. My friend and former student, Paul Gerner, suggested to me a few years ago that the federal government have a regulatory reset. The idea that the government eliminates all regulation and then brings back the ones it decides it wants. Presumably, we would end up with substantially fewer regulations.
Yeah, I mean, I'm for that.
I'm not sure why that's presumable. I mean, the government loves to control, so I don't know why they would make less.
Most of the regulatory burden at this point is the momentum of 50 60, 70 years. Mm-hmm. So if you got rid of everything and then just brought back the important stuff, you'd see a spring forward in productivity and competition.
And all the weird bad laws would be wiped out.
They'd all be all the businesses that originally argued for the regulations in question would be right back again arguing that, well, we've got to keep this regulation. It's kept us safe over all these years.
If you had a legislature that was willing to get rid of the regulatory mass, then they would be at the very least skeptical of new regulation. Hopefully. It would be a huge boon if you could do this, because then you're not dealing with these old entrenched regulations.
Might not be a theory.
And I'm also not willing to say that every regulation stinks. It's just that you the listener, me, anybody, we don't know how many of them are good regulations and how many of them simply stand in the way of the little guy getting in there and competing. We have no idea.
I would say most of them stand in the way of the little guy of competing.
That's how I feel.
Okay. I love this idea, but it boggled my mind. How would that work? What would happen to certain industries and lots of people who depend on some degree of certainty in making their plans? And of course, aside from what issues of how it would work, neither Paul nor I thought the federal government would ever do it.
No.
I still think that, but James Brohl, a senior research fellow with the Mercatus Center, points out that that's exactly what Idaho's state government has just done.
Hmm.
Quoting from that article, something rather remarkable just happened in Idaho. The state legislator opted to, in essence, repeal the entire state regulatory code. The cause may have been dysfunction across legislative chambers, but the result is serendipitous. A new governor is presented with an unprecedented opportunity to repeal an outdated and burdensome regulatory code and replace it with a more streamlined and sensible set of rules. Other states should be paying close attention. It continues. Instead, the legislature wrapped up an acrimonious session in April without passing a rule reauthorization bill. That's
excellent.
The key point. They
screwed up.
They screwed up in April and didn't reauthorize it.
So have the regulations expired now, meaning there's nothing in place for the last month or so? Or is there like a deadline where they expire?
The next sentence is, as a result, come July 1st, some 8,200 pages of regulation will expire.
Sweet. All right, we'll continue.
Idaho's the number 3 state already in regulation.
More on the way here. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that liberty, free market economics, and the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, so am I. So I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11 years old, and I just started the Tuttle Twins. So far, I have learned that some people can use the government to ruin the economy and destroy people's businesses.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. Again, that's TuttleTwins.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free and take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Before we get back into, I think there's probably more to the regulatory story, Richie.
Not much more, but one more important line.
We'll get into that.
Okay.
Also want to welcome one of our newest radio affiliates in Florence, Alabama. We're back on in Florence.
Yeah, I thought we were on in Florence.
A long, 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 long time ago. I think it was like 2006. We were on a station that's actually no longer even on the air. The station itself is gone.
Wow.
At this point, we were on in Florence, Muscle Shoals. It was one of our first markets to take Free Talk Live, and we are back this time now on WBCF. And they were around back in the day when we were on in Florence. They're still around, and now they've got us on Sundays. They're taking us into what they call delay broadcast in the business. So they're grabbing a couple hours of our Sunday show and running it overnight, so we'll be on later. So you'll be listening. If you're listening in Florence, you're hearing us a few hours after we've done the show. If you want to call in, of course, we're live every single day of the week, 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. You can call in and bring up whatever's on your mind. So welcome to News Talk Sports 97 WBCF, the talk of North Alabama on both 97.1 and then 1240 AM there. So welcome. As we continue, of course, we'll take your calls and your thoughts about what you want. We go to Tony.
Oh, nice.
Online.
Here we go.
Hello, Tony.
Hello.
You're on Free Talk
Live. Oh, I'm up. All right. I was wondering what the fudge is going on. I'm flipping through Twitch. I see this all the time. Is this like a libertarian thing? I mean, you guys seem like you really don't know what you're doing half the time, but act like a real radio station. So I'm just
LRN.FM.
It sounded like you knew better. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. For a guy who sounded like he just stepped out of radio broadcaster school, you should have known better.
He sounded like he had an RE-27 sitting right there in front of him.
Yeah. I thought he was going to toe that line. It was going to be.
It's too bad because he was kind of funny when he was when he was on hold and I screened his call. What a shame. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, if you have any radio experience, Tony, you probably know that we have something called a dump machine to where if you say a naughty word, you won't make it on broadcast radio. So
maybe he tried to trick you into hitting the dump machine, so you lost the buffer.
Well, maybe we don't know what we're doing. We know enough to have a dump machine.
Yeah. Not only do we have one dump machine, we have two dump machines. One of them protects our on-air feed for the radio stations. The other one protects the internet feed for internet listeners. So the only people who ever hear anybody saying something naughty are the people on Twitch and DLive. And that's it. And that's usually no more than 20.
He did state that as his audience, though. So,
yeah.
You know, he's like, I was flipping through Twitch and I saw
And he just quit the entire server. So I'm pretty sure that was the only reason he was there in the first place.
It's fine.
Let's go on. Here we've got TJ calling in Colorado. Is this the TJ?
LRN.FM
on the air here. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. I don't even know what he was saying, but we go on here. So Richie, you had this story for those just tuning in. In this hour, we're talking about it in great detail last hour about regulations, the state of Idaho. Government regulators there, or the state legislature, blew it And it was a good thing. They forgot to reauthorize all the existing regulations, apparently. And so as a result, they're going to expire come, was it June 1st?
July 1st.
July 1st.
They finished their session in April without passing a rule reauthorization bill. So in July 1st, 8,200 pages of regulation, 736 chapters of state rules will expire. This is the last part of the article that I wanted that is an important part of it. Any rules the governor opts to keep will have to be implemented as emergency regulation, and the legislature will consider them anew when it returns next January.
Oh, so it'll be gone for a half a year unless they do some emergency thing.
Unless the governor does emergency things. So everything expires July 1st, then the governor has to re-implement things as an emergency. Every regulation has to be re-implemented as an emergency
thing. I hope
they
don't do anything emergency and they just wait the 6 months. And that way we can show people like, hey, look, cars aren't careening off the road in an unusual fashion. People aren't going home sick from restaurants. You know, there's all these things happening in the business world, and nobody is getting hurt any more than they normally would with all the regulations in place. That would be crystal clear after 6 months. I sure hope that we get the chance to see that happen.
Well, you're gonna find out because how many new regulations can the governor sign in? Right, review, sign in as an emergency regulation in a timely manner.
Yeah, and what if they do that, which ones will they choose as the most important regulations to keep around? That's very interesting.
It's gonna get interesting. I hope Fee or whomever follows up with it, because
keep an
eye
on it.
It's gonna be exciting.
For sure. And then Idaho may have a real challenge to New Hampshire as the freest state. I mean, if they completely wipe all the regulations off, Mark's saying no?
No.
What do you
Idaho's
mean,
though? Already number three in the nation as far as regulatory burden.
Oh, really?
Least regulatory burden.
Oh, wow.
So if they go
this
to number...
This is according to the Freedom in the 50 States?
Right. If they go to number one, even if they shoot up in number one, that one fact isn't going to buoy them from number 17 on an overall...
And New Hampshire's number two, right?
Yeah, to something more. But I mean, you know, it's... It ultimately, maybe it will be important if your business is one that's overregulated, that you end up, you know, or you're a manufacturer or something, you end up out there. Well, then it might be important. The thing is when it comes to freedom is you've got to pick the freedoms that are important to you and find the jurisdiction that has that freedom. If you want to commiserate with libertarians about why the government sucks, New Hampshire's number one, baby.
Yep. One of my favorite parts about moving here.
Is that there's people here that you agree with?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Here it says the costs and burdens of federal regulations reach $1.9 trillion per year. So I was looking at
what that means is businesses are paying $1.9 trillion in regulatory compliance costs. Basically.
Well, businesses don't pay anything.
The customers are.
Right. That amounts to, according to the Competitive Enterprise Institute here, that amounts to a hidden tax of nearly $15,000 per household.
Wow.
So that's, ladies and gentlemen, the costs. I'm not saying every regulation is bad. But if you're taking the tack that all the regulations we have are the right amount of regulations, I would venture to say you're ignorant of the regulatory code in the United States, your state, and the jurisdiction you live in. Like, you just don't know, and you're just saying, I think the politicians... the most unaccountable group of people that the world has ever known, somehow know the right amount of regulation.
Well, that's also why this Idaho thing will be interesting, because you'll find out which ones are the most important, because whichever one goes in first gets re-signed as an emergency
declaration. Or at least the most politically important.
Sure.
Right?
Hopefully the most important overall.
Somebody's connected is what it is.
We'll see.
Yeah. I love it. Good news. Kudos to the folks over there in Idaho.
For blowing it in their session.
Yeah.
Right. This is just a legislative mistake.
Oh, sure. But look at the implications.
Yeah.
Look how much fun can be had with it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind them making mistakes more often.
I agreed. I wish they would make mistakes more often. I wish their bills were written like this all the time.
Mark, you had a letter to the editor from a police officer who's actually against quotas?
Yeah, this is
Is this an anonymous letter to the editor? Because I'd expect to get fired if I were that officer.
Do they still
officer.
Admit that they have quotas?
Well, not technically.
It looks anonymous, yes.
Yeah, very rarely,
as it were.
If he were to actually have come out of the closet on this and been public, he probably, if they couldn't fire him, they'd probably put him on like desk duty or some other undesirable shift, like the overnight shift or something like that, to punish him for this.
Right. So this is from the, let's see, the National Motorist Association publishing this. And apparently,
the AAA's competitor?
Yeah, it sounds like that.
Huh.
I don't know. From May the 5th of this year. Editor's note, over the years, the NMA has received occasional contact from law enforcement officers who have complained about department policies, sometimes crafted to avoid direct violation of state anti-ticketing quota laws, which force officers to write a predetermined number of citations during each work shift.
We'll talk more about it, and you can share your thoughts on police quotas, whether you are a law enforcement officer or a victim of them. You're welcome to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and they are sounding good. Back to their previous status of excellence, which I like to hear. So you can join us there at discord.lrn.fm. Grab the Edge wallet if you are not yet into cryptocurrency, or even if you are, you ought to try the Edge wallet because it's a great wallet. It's available for both iOS and Android. And I don't just say that because, you know, they're a sponsor. I was using the Edge wallet as my primary wallet before they became a sponsor.
No, we're very careful on this issue.
I'm a huge fan of Edge. They do great work. And they support a myriad of cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, BTC, of course, Ethereum, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's a veteran team. They've been building crypto wallets since 2014, all the way back to when their product was the Airbits wallet, which was the best Bitcoin. When it was Bitcoin-only wallets,
yep.
Airbits was the best. Now Edge is, in my opinion, the best. Go to edge.app. Their tagline, secure your freedom with Edge on iOS and Android. It's edge.app, and of course available through the iOS and Android app stores as well. So grab it there, give it a try, and see what you think about Edge Wallet. Edge.app, as we continue.
What I like about the Edge Wallet, if I may, is that basically you can do all your crypto stuff within that. You can buy, you can sell, you can trade, you can do whatever within the wallet.
I tried the exchange thing for the first time last week because I knew that some of the local business owners were interested in flipping from, say, like Dash to Bitcoin, because Bitcoin had a huge run-up recently compared to the altcoins, which weren't running up at the same rate at all as Bitcoin was.
No, but then they caught up.
Not all of them. Anyway, the exchange option in there is super easy. I'd never done it before, and all you do is you select the Bitcoin or the thing that you want to exchange, and then it says, what do you want to turn this into? Put the amount in, and then hit submit or whatever, and that's it. And you just wait, and it's done.
Yep.
And there's no logging in. You don't have to have a separate account at Changely. It's just they've teamed up with Changely to make it super easy right there within the wallet. It's amazing. Edge.app. We continue with your calls and thoughts. We'll get into this article, or I guess letter to the editor by a police officer, alleged police officer. I don't know if they've seen proof that this person is a police officer.
They are pretty confident that that's the case, okay. And they say that they get letters all the time.
So we'll get into that coming up here, but first, your calls and thoughts. We go to Larry in Indiana. Larry, where are you calling from in Indiana tonight, by the way?
Evansville.
Excellent. You're listening to WGBF. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've called in before, but my interest in calling in this evening is this situation you have out. Did you say it was Iowa?
Idaho,
I apologize. Idaho, and whether or not, if they have to go 6 months, we know that the governor's, we safely assume that the governor's going to put in some emergency, take some emergency actions on certain things.
Probably, yes.
They determine right or wrong, you don't need to be. But, My concern is this: any of those other regs, rules, things, and I assume that's on a state level basis. Correct?
Yeah, they can't stop federal regulations.
Excuse me?
They can't stop federal regulations, although federal regulations are probably unconstitutional.
Well, what I'm looking at here is city ordinances, townships, towns, villages, village ordinances, and things like that would probably would stay in effect. Plus, it'd be interesting to find out here now, any of those individuals that affects business startups or that affects any kind of state permits or zoning, probably local, but any of those types of things that if they can consider it anew in January when they reconvene, if any of those individuals, even if they reinstate them, whether or not they could make them retroactive or not, because I would think if there's anything
probably
that would
not
benefit the businesses and things, yeah, they may be able to take advantage of those as long as they don't, right or wrong, infringe on local ordinances and things like that there. So they may be able to squeeze in that middle ground somewhere press for grandfathering because they didn't exist.
They got 6 months to make something happen between the between when it sunsets and when they'll reconsider it.
Yeah, and it would be a good case and study to see what happens here, and also if those things work out to the positive or negative later on, if that fact happens. So, and I'm sure some will work out to the positive. There may be some that work out to the negative. But
that's the idea with states, right? It's supposed to be an experiment in democracy.
Hmm.
We're supposed to, have 50 different ways to figure out whether this stuff works or not.
Right. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate the call. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Matthew's in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, I'm hoping I can get two in. So first one is Friday, the last half hour of the Rush Limbaugh show. He finally had his strongest admission of skepticism about the pre-war intelligence about the weapons of mass destruction that led us headlong into that quagmire. I'm like, about time, Rush. It took them trying to, oust the sitting president for that, and to realize that there's something screwy with our intelligence services. Then have you seen the absolute state of chaos in the Minister of European Parliament elections in the UK?
No, don't know anything about it.
Yep, I know that they're having a terrible time with Brexit, and as a result,
milkshakes and fish at each other.
What? Oh, the milkshakes. Yes.
Didn't we have a story about that?
I did. Yeah.
Why don't you pull that up?
I will. Continue,
so,
calling.
Okay. So that way. So are you talking about the politicians are throwing things at each other?
No, it's public throwing things at it's the UKIP politicians.
The U what?
UKIP? Like Carl Benjamin.
I've heard of it.
Is that a party? Is the UKIP? Is that a party in the UK?
Yes, it is. It was Nigel Farage's old party.
Yeah. Okay.
But once the Brexit thing passed, he figured, it's done. So he went back to being a Tory, and he abandoned it, leaving Gerald Batten saying, "You're leaving too soon, Nigel." Uh-huh. And Gerald Batten turned out to be correct, because Theresa May has done everything she could to bollocks up the works, as they would say in the UK.
Yeah, that's probably got us. You've probably got us banned. I hear "bollocks" is a terrible term.
It's profane in the UK, right?
But they'll drop the F-bomb any old time.
Well, it's really weird what they consider to be obscene or not, because they were going to pass a line on a licensing fee for viewing pornography. Then they say, that might be too much. Then they say, maybe we will. Then they, maybe we won't. It's like, Jesus,
I'm pretty sure they did pass that.
Through, yeah.
I think that there's a requirement that you have some sort of age verification pass in order to view porn in the UK. I think that has gone into effect.
Going to do that, and they suspended the implementation.
Really? Until when?
I don't know.
Until VPNs
figure that one out.
Until the politicians could wipe their hard drive.
Well, I'm glad to hear that politicians are having things thrown at them. Thank you for the call, Matthew. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Normally I'm against initiating force, but you could argue the politicians are the ones who are initiating force, and so therefore it's completely within your rights to throw rotting fish or pies or whatever it is that are being thrown at these people. More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and it is the live Sunday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, Ian here.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And Liberty.menu is the tool for the libertarian, voluntarist, liberty-loving anarchist community. If you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you qualify to use liberty.menu. You can go there and add a listing or more than one of them for whatever it is that you do. Maybe you want to promote your business. Maybe you have an event that you're helping to promote or coordinate. Maybe you've got a digital content of some sort that you create, perhaps a show that you do, a YouTube channel. Whatever it is that you're into, whatever you want other liberty-minded folks to know that you do, you can put it up there for free at liberty.menu. Now, there are some upgrades that you could pay for if you'd like, but again, by default, the site is free to use, and it's pretty slick. It looks good, it's easy to use, and it's free. Go to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL like Free Talk Live, and that'll get you a special Free Talk Live listener badge on your profile at liberty.menu. As we continue here, Mark, you had a letter to the editor by a alleged police officer, and this was sent to
the
National Motorists Association. They've got like a newsletter?
Yes.
All right, what's it all about?
Well, you know, what they say here is that periodically they get these sorts of things, but they found this letter to be the most heartfelt and eloquent on the topic. So they have changed the words to protect his identity and location.
All right.
My city is
because they're worried he's going to get targeted over this.
You think that might happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure that's happened in the past.
My city has a small police department consisting of less than 50 commissioned officers.
Mm-hmm.
The population is under 50,000, surrounded by several hundred thousand more within our commuting distance. A large portion of low-income minorities lives within the landlocked city limits. As you read further, you'll begin to understand why this is important information. Over the past several years, the police administration, due to pressure from the courts and mayor, has placed unwritten rules and conditions on our employment. That's a direct violation of our Fraternal Order of Police contract, and an officer's sworn oath is to serve and protect. None of those unwritten rules is what they refer to as required contacts objectives for all police. One of those is a required contacts objective for all patrol officers.
I'm sorry, I may not have been paying close enough attention. Whose rules are these? The department or the city?
The department. And
okay.
They say they're created from pressure from the courts and the mayor.
But they're unwritten rules.
Right.
Right.
Spoken, so, meaning said to them, you've got to do this.
Right. Well, you have to have a certain number of required contacts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean you have to write a ticket, but you got to write a ticket, right?
Right, because
that's
a contact,
the implication.
Well, yes. Right, because a contact can mean anything as light as simply talking to someone on the street.
Yep.
Whenever, if you're walking down the street and a police officer says, "Nice weather today, huh?" That's a contact.
Yes. I've had situations where, here in New Hampshire, we have a special circumstance, which is should be adopted nationwide, and probably should be even tweaked a little more. But local police, when they write tickets, the money doesn't go to the municipality. It goes to the state government. So
that's not always true.
What?
In a lot of departments, it goes straight to the police department.
Here in New Hampshire?
In New Hampshire, it does not. You're correct.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what he's saying.
I'm talking about New Hampshire specifically, and the reason that I say that is because here in New Hampshire, when you get a ticket, it's much more likely the police officer felt like You deserved a ticket. Now, for whatever reason, he felt that he or she felt that way. They're not their department isn't benefiting.
Right.
And it
not
stops
directly.
This crap from going on. Contacts are, simply put, traffic stops. Hmm. Officers are required to perform traffic stops. Yes, I understand. That's part of our job. Or face discipline up to termination if goals are not met. Since the quota has been in effect, I have personally resisted by performing traffic stops, but only issuing written or verbal warnings.
Well, so, that'll get you in trouble.
Well, probably. You see, the quota removes the individual officer's discretion and forces him to use an unethical position of simply generating revenue for the city under threat of losing his job and his livelihood. And this is, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the things that they think of when they hire officers. They're looking at how are we going to generate this income? What's this officer worth when we hire them? They're not looking at what's the optimum number of officers to have to keep the peace in our given geographic area. They're, you know, most of an officer's job
is fundraising.
Well, it's going out on the road. And as we all know, the roads are sort of designed with the speed limits a little low and
very low in New Hampshire.
Right. If you just want to generate ticket revenue, then you put up a speed camera and generate ticket revenue. This is an inefficient way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, going on here. You see, the quota removes the individual officer's discretion and forces him to use an unethical position of simply generating revenue for the city under threat of losing his job, his livelihood. I worked very hard for many years to become a police officer. I earned an education and strived to meet the standards required for the occupation. During my time in law enforcement, I've earned my basic, intermediate, and advanced police certification as well. Yet all the administration cares about is how much money other officers and I make for the city. Many of us feel that the public good.
An honest cop.
Well,
how about that?
This is done in...
Most of them will deny that the quotas exist.
Yeah. Sure.
And because it's their job because it's an unwritten rule.
Right.
And there's no rule about it.
Well, if they publicly acknowledge it, they'll be punished. They'll be put into the overnights or whenever it is the least desirable position.
Many of us feel that the public good that we do is being ripped from us and our lives are being placed in additional danger over the pursuit of revenue. It's all about the money. Even the mayor has indicated that fact in open city council meetings. And is this so? Think about it for a second. If you as a peace officer are required to give a certain number of tickets, do you just become a revenue agent for the municipality? And as a revenue agent, are you respected as well by the community?
No.
I suspect no.
Not at all.
I think this officer is absolutely right.
Yeah.
That if he was there to keep the peace and, do those sorts of things, then, well, that could be much better than he could do that much better by not being a revenuer for the state.
Roads and police and traffic is one of the few areas that I feel like I'm in danger of being molested by the state.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's the most likely place you'll be contacted by them.
Right. And so for me, like I try to stay outside of the system as much as possible, and getting on the road is like the one area left where it's, there's
a
risk involved.
Avoid it. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't avoid it.
Just try to stay under the speed limit and,
which is even more
laws.
Ridiculous here.
Yeah. Well, it's true. When I started my career,
you can usually get away with 5 over. No problem. In most places, pretty rare the cops are going to pull you over for 2 over or whatever.
I like to get in front of a police officer and go the speed limit. Makes me really happy.
Yeah.
Hey, how do you like this, pal?
You know what's funny? I once tailed a police officer. This was back
You're
in Hawaii.
Him.
The police officer passed me and I paced him, right? Like he's in front of me.
Behind
he's
him. You're pacing behind
I'm
him.
I'm pacing behind him. Mm-hmm. And then I got pulled over by his buddy behind me.
Sure. Was he an undercover car behind you?
No, or? It was a cop. I just didn't see the second one. Hmm. And they got to my window and like they're talking to each other. And he's like, yeah, he was trying to keep up with Dave, but we got him. I was like, ugh.
So it was legal for Dave to do it.
It was legal for Dave
you.
To do it. Yeah,
even though they weren't going somewhere with their lights on. They
nope,
were just traveling.
No. He just drove right by me. I went,
what they'll say in those
him.
Circumstances is that, hey, I'm
we're
headed to an important place, but, I didn't have my lights on because it wasn't that much of an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he goes on. When I started my career years ago, I was one of those kids who was under the illusion that I could serve and protect citizens. I thought law enforcement was
That's fine as a kid. That's yeah. fine as a kid.
Helping people. Unfortunately, I've been forced to admit to myself that it is simply not the case
wow.
most of the time. There's a massive problem when the city's police department spends more time issuing traffic citations and locking people up for failure to appear bench warrants over $20 seatbelt violations than proactively patrolling the neighborhoods.
Yep.
At my department, issuing traffic tickets is counted as the only meaningful activity during an officer's yearly performance evaluation.
Oh, my God.
That's what brings in the money.
This is really honest stuff. We're going to continue. There's more to this
later. Oh, yes.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. A cop writing the truth about what it's like to be a police officer. Sounds like he's pretty disillusioned. More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live. The Live Sunday edition continues. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. And a lot of features on our website, as a matter of fact. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, not just in the Discord, but we also have a forum as well. It's more of an organized way of discussing things over at forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Richie, and Mark in the studio. We're going to continue, Mark, with your letter to an editor of a National Motorists Association newsletter. Written by a police officer who's sounding pretty disillusioned with the job that he has been tasked with. He thought he was going to get into policing to help people, and turns out his job is to help them out of their money with ticket quotas.
Yeah, they took cops and turned them into revenuers.
Yeah, and he's not so happy with that, but he's also deathly afraid of revealing who he is and in which city he works.
There's no evidence from what I read that it was he that anonymized himself.
Okay. Well, maybe he did ask them to keep him quiet, but we don't know for sure on that. At least the editors decided to keep him anonymous.
It's wise.
And it's likely because he would be targeted. We're going to get back into that, but first we go to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll start out with Mark in Ohio watching on Twitch. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, you're on the air.
All right. So do I just talk about my topic that I talked to the other guy about?
Yeah. Do you know what a dump button is, Mark?
I wanted to just...
But don't say any naughty words.
Do you know what a dump button is, Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do?
All right. I don't know. I didn't really hear you. I was talking.
Do you know what a dump button is?
No.
Okay. Let me tell you. If you say a cuss word or some word we don't like, we push the button and the recording goes back 7 seconds. And the dumb crap you said doesn't make it on the air.
Right, so don't say something, we have to hit that button.
And we'll I'm not telling just you, sad. But this is sort of for the Twitch people out there. They tend to call in and they think, inward, right? And then somehow that's going to work. So please, go ahead, Mark.
So say go ahead. Yeah, what were you calling about?
All right, I just wanted to talk about the recent abortion bans in those states.
Sure.
What do you guys think about that?
I think that they're probably in response to states like ultra-liberal states like New York creating these abortion laws that basically let a mother kill the kid the day before it's born. I don't think they expect it to go through. I think it's just a political response.
What about you, Mark?
Well, I don't know. I think abortion should be there. I think you're kind of right. It might be in response. Like, maybe they don't really want it. That totally gone. They're just doing it to kind of get back at these other states. But like,
how do they get back at the other states though? Like, I don't understand that.
It's just distinguishing yourself.
Okay. You
know, we fly the rebel flag down here and mamas can't kill their babies.
Okay.
What do you guys think the cutoff should be for abortion?
Let me ask you this. Who's more likely to kill their kid? People with an IQ above 100 or below?
Probably below.
Okay. Who's more likely to kill their kid? People with a median income above or below the mean?
Probably below.
Okay. And who's more likely to kill their kid? The sort of liberal people that want a bigger government or conservative people that want a smaller government?
I'm not too sure on that one, actually.
I'm going to say it's the big government people. If stupid, poor, big government people want to kill their kids, then I say let them.
Thanks for the call, Mark. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And I would not set a date personally because it's none of my damn business. From what I can tell, the woman has enough of a difficulty making this decision. I mean, this is not an easy decision to make. From every woman who I've ever known that has had an abortion, it has been a very trying difficult thing upon her, and that I think is its own punishment, and many of these people would probably never make that choice again after having made it the one time.
I think it's fascinating that the people that want more Democratic voters advocate for fewer Democratic voters in the area of abortion.
Because they're aborting them?
What's that? Yeah. You know?
Let's continue here. Well, of course, the real funny part is the people that want fewer Democratic voters are advocating for more of them by prohibiting abortion.
There's that, too.
Right? Let's go to Noah.
Should be on the other side of these issues.
Noah's in Alabama, also watching on Twitch. Go ahead.
Hey, so I know the guy before just talked about the abortion ban, but would it be okay if I did, too?
Sure.
Go right ahead, dude.
So I guess one point that I had on it is if they banned abortion and people needed an abortion, I feel like they'd get...
LRN.FM. Dumb button. Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. He was kind of going towards a point, which is that if you ban abortion, it's not going to get rid of abortion.
Right.
It's going to result in women going to shade tree doctors, people who, you know, have a coat hanger or whatever it is that they would use, maybe bash them in with a baseball bat. I'm not sure all the different black market methods for abortion, but they would have them, and they would be highly dangerous to the woman who wants to seek them, much more dangerous than whatever current procedures there are. And so, you know, if you are actually supposedly pro-life and you purportedly care about life, well, if you have black market abortions, you're going to have more lives being extinguished, especially including, in some cases, the mothers who will die during the black market procedures.
Right. We've already tried prohibition of abortion in this country. It went poorly. I mean, I can see the points that are made by the anti-abortion folks, and I think many of them are valid. I just, you know, it's hard. What's hard for me to sort of internalize is that our prisons are... asylums, basically the worst places in America, are full of people that were unwanted ultimately by their parents. Whether their parents will say that today or not, but that's the truth. They were unwanted. And do we want more of this or less of it is the question you have to ask.
I just think one of the interesting parts coming out of that Alabama ban was it was signed into law by a female governor.
Yes.
Right. So someone who the left, outrage from the left would ultimately protect in any other issue, right?
Right. But it was also put in the House of Representatives. The version in there was also put in by a woman. So, you know, it's all this women's right bullcrap that it's women legislators that did this.
Yes.
Stuff.
So 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We did do callback verification on those two callers, so I had my board operator get their phone numbers and call them back to make sure they, you know, would be willing to give
that
up their phone number.
That guy gave up his telephone number to be able to say the N-word on
he tried to say the N-word. Yeah.
I let him know that it wasn't going to work.
Can I plug my show real quick?
So, yeah, you can, but I'm just letting you know here. If you're in the chat room right now on our Discord server, I'm going to give you Noah's phone number in case you want to call, maybe text him or something like that. Say hi. There he is. Yes, your show, The Anarchist Experience.
Only because we spent way too much time on that particular issue during our recording this week. So if you want to listen to my elongated position on the issue along with my co-host MCs, check out our show, anarchistexperience.com.
I'd like to make this statement, too, since somehow people believe that Free Talk Live represents the liberty movement. I don't have a problem with that title, but it's only ever used against me. It's only ever used against me, never for me. Right?
Okay.
Well, yeah, you guys are talking about this when you, you show about freedom and liberty, blah, 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 right? Like, just ramble on. Well, you didn't say the thing I wanted you to say, so I'm going to use this, this particular talking point against you.
Well, it's also an open phone show. They can call in whenever they want.
That's what I
whatever
say.
Liberty
sure.
position.
If you don't, if you don't like my position on a particular topic and you think I've done a poor representation of the ideas of liberty, by all means, the number is 855-450-3733.
Yeah, but then you'll just hang up on me.
Well, I will hang up on you if you yell a obscenity into the microphone.
Well, no, but they believe that they won't get a fair shot if they, even if they're
you
clean.
Control the dialogue with your buttons over there.
Yeah. We're the best show on the air about that. I mean, obviously, you can't get on and give a seminar on your particular topic, but yeah, we're the best show.
But Mark, then they can't just ramble on about something besides what you were trying to say to them and completely ignore all of the points that you made in a Facebook conversation with them.
That's true. Oh, Facebook is the worst place to have these conversations. You know, you're not going to convince anybody of anything on Facebook. It's a cesspool of you know, ideologues and morons. Don't do it. But I'd like to say this:
it's the best place for lowbrow entertainment.
Right, just troll people on Facebook. That's what it's for. Or share pictures of your kids or recipes or a whole bunch of things. Do lots of cool, fun things. Don't think you're going to convert anybody on Facebook.
Some people have, they say.
I hear them say that. I'd like to see, you know, a little evidence. I've been on Facebook for many, many years, and I've seen it very rarely happen.
It's not worth the time you've
invested. Not worth the time for the rare incident of me converting somebody.
Right. If that's the goal. Like I said, if that's the goal. If you're just there for the entertainment and the trolling and the laughs, the lulls.
Yep. I would say this, the abortion issue isn't one that libertarians can necessarily agree on because it really comes down
to... No, they can't agree on anything about it.
Well, right. They can't agree when life starts. That's what the real issue is. Right.
Well, I mean, if they should agree on something, and they don't, but if they should agree on something, it's that the government should stay out of it, that they shouldn't prohibit,
and
that they shouldn't fund abortions.
Tend to not work.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More from this cop coming up. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the show. As always, you are invited here to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 here tonight. Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive in a variety of different ways, and they are free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Mark, for those just tuning in, let's do a brief recap on this letter to the editor by a police officer from somewhere in America with a town of less than 50,000 population. That's about as detailed as the article is getting, because the publishers obviously want to protect their source in this case.
Large minority population within a large metro area. And he's saying that, you know, he was one of those kids that wanted to be a cop because he wanted to serve and protect citizens. He said he was forced to admit to himself that's simply not the case most of the time. There's a massive problem when a city's police department spends more time issuing traffic citations and locking people up for failure to appear bench warrants over $20 seatbelt violations.
Right. How could you investigate any real crimes if that's what you're doing?
That's
proactively, every police department, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Patrolling neighborhoods.
Yeah, what he's describing is not uncommon. This is typical police behavior, is to focus on revenue, focus on tickets, and everything else is just sort of when we get to it.
Yeah, I'm going to reread this part too. At my department, issuing traffic tickets is counted as the only meaningful activity during an officer's yearly performance evaluation. This is insanity, as if patrol officers have nothing else to do, such as responding to larceny, burglary, sexual assault, vehicle theft, child abuse, suicide, armed robberies, dismembered bodies, and all sorts of other calls for service.
Yeah, but those don't get a check.
Yeah.
Those don't get money.
It's true.
That's why salespeople are more important than support staff at every organization.
Yes. It's ultimately the case. Officers are routinely subjected to psychological abuse when the prescribed ticketing numbers aren't met. As you might imagine, morale could not be any lower. Excuse me. Officers, young and old, want out.
Wow.
The turnover rate is through the roof.
And it's hard to replace them.
Yeah. The president of our Fraternal Order of Police Lodge hasn't taken up this issue on our behalf. In a nutshell, we have no advocate. We have no one to whom we can turn to other than the media.
Well, right. The people agree with you.
Yeah, and that carries risks for
one. Well, if the turnover is that high, too. I mean, if there are people looking to get out, just if they're getting out and they can't find people to replace them, someone's got to notice, like, hey, something's going on internally. What do we need to fix it? Right? Because you can't, there's not going to be a police department with no police officers serving.
Yeah.
And no one lined up to fill the void.
I don't know why their union advocate isn't saying anything about this. I wouldn't propose to know how they operate or anything, but I imagine they've come to the conclusion that this is what we do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
We,
sure.
You know, if you.
How are you going to change it? How do you change the system?
I suppose you could give tickets out for marijuana possession.
Oh, they do that.
And, you know,
if they catch you with marijuana.
Revenue that way. But you have to pull people over to get the to get them, you know, with in possession of marijuana, right?
Unless you catch them on the streets.
Yeah. It's stop
rare.
And frisk.
Yeah, stop and frisk. It goes poorly.
They can escalate that.
Yeah. Anyway, I've attempted to warn the public when the opportunity presents itself. I don't know what else to do at this point other than to speak out. I will not engage in the wrongful taxation of the public for revenue. That creates a propensity for corruption, which only a fool would not realize, and yet our administration encourages it.
Yeah.
Eventually, it'll come down to me retiring or being forced, fired for insubordination.
Mm. Good.
Either way, it's a shame that this goes on in America. This job has caused me to have a genuine distrust for government in its smallest and largest forms.
Well, I mean, that's one benefit.
Good.
At least he's seen the truth. Speaking the truth.
I'd say immediately retire as well. Get out of the organization and do something productive.
Yeah. So when I worked with law enforcement, I over and over again said that there were, you know, about 25% of the officers were great people, 25% were really crappy people, and 50% were doing a job.
Mm-hmm.
And the 25% loves giving those tickets because they get to bully people. And 50% is going to do what they're told to do because that's the job. And it's a pretty good job as far as benefits and pay and stuff like that goes.
I've had a cop admit just about as much. You know, I asked, you know, I was being arrested and I was talking to him casually as I was from the backseat of the car. I basically said, like, you're just a robot, basically, if you're just following orders. He goes, well, I like following orders because then I don't have to think.
Wow. God, if you could only recorded that, that would have been great.
I'm going to get the final paragraph here. For the people's benefit and the protection of their constitutional freedoms, I wish to God there was more I could do to fight this. Truthfully, it inspires me just knowing that sharing my story with somebody, anyone who will listen. I want to personally thank the NMA for its efforts in exposing one of the negative issues of law enforcement. Also, so that you know, I'm not the only police officer with this viewpoint. There are thousands and thousands of Officer Franks all over this great nation.
Officer Frank. Meaning he's being Frank?
He is, right. He's just, that's his pseudonym he's using here. Frank
Interesting.
Is an almost unheard of name any longer. So if somebody uses it, you know, they're either older or, you know, just a pseudonym.
They should start an outside fraternity for disillusioned cops to just join in, you know, like another organization.
Well, they had Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Yeah,
for
something
a while,
like that.
That has now morphed into Law Enforcement Action Partnership. So if this officer is listening or any officers like them, I would say that that is an organization that would agree with you. If you were to go to Law Enforcement Action Partnership, now I know Law Enforcement Against Prohibition is their website, leap.cc. I think that still works because it's still the same acronym. Yep. They just changed the words of it. And what happened was it used to be officers, mostly former retired officers who were against prohibition, across the board, against drug prohibition, against prohibition on prostitution, against prohibition on gambling, just against prohibition. And they were great on that issue. But they've since expanded their purview into other issues that are facing policing and making them less trustworthy with the people. So like, for instance, police militarization, they oppose that. And I know we went through some of their list. They've got a good list of things that, you know, libertarians would tend to agree with, and this officer
agree with this too.
And this officer would probably really appreciate them, and that is where you could go. That's, to my knowledge, the only law enforcement based group that would probably publicly take these stands would be Law Enforcement Action Partnership.
Yeah, trying to get the you know, the tax feeder to acknowledge that they're a tax feeder is very difficult. And these police officers, maybe some of them can come to this conclusion and see the problems for themselves, but ultimately the departments and the brass and maybe the union leaders, according to this guy, I don't know what the specifics are. This isn't my particular bailiwick, but they're going to be very difficult to convince.
Mm-hmm.
I know that
their paychecks depend on it.
Right. I mean, in my town where I live, the people, what they want is they want a patrol that comes by every once in a while, especially in the rich folks section. They want a cop to go by a couple times a day.
Well, if they're the rich folks section, get private security.
That's what they should do, is a private security. Like, the fact is like, think about it. You know what cops get, the whole shebang,
sure,
that goes in with being a government bureaucrat. They get paid a lot more. If you just hired Wackenhut, mm-hmm, to roll some vehicle through that has little flashy lights on top, then most of what you're looking to achieve is going to be achieved. You've got somebody who's patrolling, somebody who's looking,
yep,
and if they find somebody, they can, ring, ring, state police, we got a problem, and then they'll come down. They're happy to come down when they've got some burglar that's caught.
Someone who's not hiding out.
Yeah.
Right. It makes their presence known where you can see to prohibit any crime from occurring in the first place.
And that's significantly less costly, because then you're just hiring a company that, has security.
Well, and you would then have a contract as well. You would have a contract stating how many times a day they're supposed to roll through, what area they're supposed to be protecting, what are the minimum requirements for them to achieve this contract. You'd have it in writing, and if they didn't meet those requirements, then you could take action on that. That would be a contract violation. That's, a suable offense. You could take them to court. Whereas if the government doesn't show up, then they're not liable for anything. If they don't roll through twice a day or once a day or ever, then you can't do anything except sit and complain to the city council and hope they do something about it.
And there's competing private security agencies.
Yeah. Right. So the price will come down in that case. We got more on the way here. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also coming up, the Chinese system, the social credit system. What is it? We'll tell you more about it on the way here. The New York Post is calling it a dystopian nightmare.
It's that.
We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Chinese social credit system and what that's all about with you tonight. It's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Also, want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. It's your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. They can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on their forum over at Bitcoin.com. Plus, they've got their brand new site that they are getting ready to launch. It's technically there right now. You can go to local.bitcoin.com, and that is where you will be able to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash, either with somebody in real life that you meet up in real life, or you can do it online with like bank deposits or other methods of payment. And they're very excited about this project. Local.
I'm excited about that project.
Yeah, local.bitcoin.com. You can create an account right now. You can post an advertisement for, I think, selling the Bitcoin Cash that you have. But the advertisements, you can't take action on them yet because they haven't fully opened the site. That starts on June 4th. But you can go now. You can kind of take a peek at it over at local.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. We had this police officer writing a letter to the editor, just basically expressing his frustration that he's essentially been made into a revenue agent, and he really wanted to actually help people by becoming a cop. Let's talk to Justin, calling from Little Rock, watching on YouTube. Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
We're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I personally think...
Oh.
Hello? You think what? Are you still there?
Have you had a stroke?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a little mini stroke, but,
Okay.
Okay, so what were you about, Justin?
I'm calling about CJ Ross.
Okay.
C.J. Ross or T.J. Rock? I couldn't quite make out what you said.
C is in Charlie. J is in Juliet. Mm-hmm. Rock.
Rock, okay.
I don't know who that is.
I suspect we'll find out here
shortly.
You don't
know who C.J. Ross is?
Is he a YouTuber? Like, maybe it's you?
No. He is a little bit judge that made millions, paid off in boxing to look, Timothy Bradley and Manny Pacquiao. You guys see that fight?
Oh, is this a boxing call? I don't know anything
about
boxing.
I've heard of Manny Pacquiao, but that's about where I'm done with this. I really don't know.
Is there like some kind of scandal here? I mean, this guy was like corrupt, or
so he's a boxing judge apparently.
Why do you think he retired? It's absolutely a scandal.
Old age, made enough money, had enough to live.
Didn't
out
know
the
they retired.
The
so he was like,
I haven't heard the name up to this point.
So this C.J. Rock guy was a boxing judge, and he was corrupt. Was he, calling bad
CJ
calls?
C.J. Rock.
Okay. So he was like making up calls in the fights that were not true, or like what was the corruption exactly?
Okay, listen.
We're listening.
If you watch Manny Pacquiao fight Bradley in the first fight, it was horrifying. Pacquiao won every round.
Except in the eyes of this judge.
Wait, are you saying that it was the judge who was falsely calling this guy the winner, even though he didn't actually win the round?
Yes, absolutely.
How does that work? This, I mean, because I don't know a whole lot about boxing, but isn't generally the idea to knock the opponent out?
Yeah, but if you don't, then it goes to the judges.
I see.
When did this happen?
Yeah, thank you.
When did this occur?
The Timothy Bradley fight?
Yeah.
Wow. That was probably like 2013, 14.
So you're saying he's been corrupt for 6 years after
No, he hasn't been a judge since then.
She? Why? Let's get that established first.
Okay,
what
so
I'm trying
female
to,
judge.
What I'm trying to establish is why are you so bitter? This occurred 6 years ago.
It's a good question, Mark.
Do you know that Rocky is in the Boxing Hall of Fame?
Rocky who?
Marciano.
Well, Marciano's real.
No, not Marciano.
Balboa?
There, but I'm talking about Sylvester Stallone.
Okay.
Is in the Boxing Hall of Fame.
Well, thank you, Justin, for the boxing trivia tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855. It's just strange. We had a horse racing call last night and a boxing call tonight.
We do tell them they can call in about anything.
It's true. You can.
Including 6-year-old scandals in fight judging.
We may not know anything about it.
So
but
as a fan of MMA, they always say don't leave it in the hands of the judges, and then they don't get the factor into the fight.
Let's go to Unuseful Idiot is on the line here calling us from California on our Discord call-in line. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I wanted to call in and talk to you about the Equality Act. And
what is that?
I'll go ahead and Well, it sounds like a bad idea. What Wikipedia? Yeah. I'll go it's very Orwellian, if you will. Okay. So I'll go ahead and read for you from Wikipedia what it's about. It was just passed unanimously by the House Democrats and 8 Republicans on Friday in the House of Representatives. It's probably not going to be voted on in the Senate, and Donald Trump isn't crazy enough to sign it into law, but here we go. So the Equality Act is a bill in the United States Congress that, if passed, would amend the Civil Rights Act to prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity in employment, housing, public accommodations, public education, federal funding, credit, and the jury system. As of 2019, 30 states have not outlawed LGBT discrimination, with members of the LGBT community being given very little protection at a national level. And 2/3 of LGBT Americans reporting having experienced discrimination in their personal lives. The United States is currently one of the few Western nations not to outlaw anti-LGBT discrimination in employment nationally.
If the Equality Act outlaw discrimination based on sex, does that mean that male TSA officers can now shake down young teenage women who go through the TSA line? Because obviously they're excluded at this point based on their gender and sexual orientation. And
right.
Gender specifically in this this case.
Well, as long as the male officer identifies as female, he should be
fine. Yeah, you're talking about a biological
male. No. Right. This is based on
this is,
you cannot discriminate based on sex or gender. That means that male officers can shake down teenage girls at the TSA line. That ought to go well.
Well, the TSA
America's ready for that.
I'm not making that
very close.
Sorry, what's
Mark?
What's,
you're very close. This is where the Orwellian portion gets in. If a male, I do believe there are legal discrimination laws in place where you can request to be shaken down by a officer of your own gender or sex.
That's discrimination.
But
that's being discriminatory.
But that's not in the hiring process.
Well, stand by, useful idiot. I'm going to put you on hold here. We'll continue in just a moment. And interesting.
It's part of the job description.
Says there have been some states that have passed similar legislation.
Sounds like that guy's got a right to grope your teenage daughter.
Well, actually, in Japan, it was all female agents that were groping me. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for a great real estate investment? Consider New Hampshire, which is ground zero for the Liberty Movement. Your first call should be to Mark Worden from Porcupine Real Estate. He's more than just a real estate agent. He's your New Hampshire concierge. Where are the best places to live? Do you want farm, city, the burbs, or forest? Do you want a duplex or multifamily building so that renters pay your mortgage? There are homes in all price ranges in New Hampshire, and Mark can help with financing, too. Invest in liberty and property. Mark Worden can help.
PorcupineRealEstate.com.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the show. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, I don't think we've announced this in advance yet.
Uh-oh.
Maybe we should have. We've got an after show coming up here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That you're going to be on, which I don't think you've been on an after show on
recently.
Quite a long time.
Yeah.
This one was your idea. You wanted to interview Danny LaDonne. And for our listeners who don't know, he's the guy who produced the Columbine movie, Playing Columbine.
And we were in it. He was the one who made me 2 degrees from Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, nice. Real talented director, young gentleman. Probably not as young as he was 10 years ago, but he's going to be with us. And you wanted to have him on, Mark, to talk about how he's no longer a libertarian?
Basically.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I'm interested in this. If we have this philosophy that's so awesome, why do we lose people at all?
Because it happens, yeah.
Right, and you've had Christopher Cantwell, the crying Nazi, on multiple times. And you're interested in this same subject, but for whatever reason, when you have this guy on, everybody says all kinds of terrible things about you. I'm still interested in the topic. You know, what converts people? You know, how does Cantwell go from libertarian to Nazi?
Mm-hmm.
How does Danny LaDonne go from libertarian to, I don't know, democratic socialist or whatever?
We'll let him describe himself, yeah. But yeah, he's on the left, right?
Yeah.
I had a friend who went from communist to libertarian to fascist.
Wow.
Yep.
The whole shebang, the whole range.
Tried it all.
So he's going to be on. That's going to be exclusive on our video streaming platforms of DLive and Twitch. So if you're following us on either of those platforms, you'll be able to watch that. It will start shortly after we finish the radio show tonight. So just after 10 o'clock Eastern time on DLive.LRN.FM or Twitch.LRN.FM. You can follow us on either of those platforms. And presumably the phones will be open, Mark. I imagine Danny would be more than happy to take calls.
I'm sure.
Well. I think we'll have to do, since he'll be on, we're going to have him on Skype. We'll have to take calls via the phones for him, but that'll be something we can tell you about later. So stay tuned to those platforms. If you're not following us on either of them yet, then you can choose your preference over at dlive.lrn.fm. That's for DLive. That's our newest platform. And then twitch.lrn.fm. So we continue. We'll take your calls and thoughts. We have the useful idiot on the line calling from California. The unuseful idiot. Anyway, he's with us here. You brought up this legislation called the Equality Act that I guess you said just passed recently at the national level. It passed the House, but you're expecting it's not going to make it through the Senate or the president, that is going to enshrine, what was it, LGBT
plus
from being discriminated against?
Essentially, yeah. I wanted to get into the logic of the bill, which I believe is the most important aspect here. I assume you guys are familiar with basic law.
Oh.
So for example, circular definitions, if I were to define Liberty Radio Network as a radio network that promotes liberty, that would be a completely meaningless definition.
To right. Some people it might be, yeah.
It is accurate, but all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so basically this bill defines sex as someone's gender identity, okay. But it doesn't define gender identity.
Ah, okay.
So so gender identity can be whatever you want it to be. So Mark, you were talking about in the last segment, discrimination at TSA
right.
Stations. So if you imagine, I'll use you as an example. If you are you're a male, obviously. But if you identify as female, then you could potentially, well, there's right. As I understand it, there's protections in place where if I wanted to be, if I or any other female passing through TSA wanted to be patted down by a officer of their own sex or gender, I see sex and gender as being one and the same personally. That they could do so. But so if a woman were to pass through and you, Mark, were to identify as female,
right.
You could essentially be violating her rights.
Right. If I was an extra creepy person and
yes.
I get hired at the TSA and then I decide to change my gender whenever I feel like it to female so that I can grope the hot chicks who come through. Then,
so basically, the woman coming through TSA would say, "I want to have a woman pat me down." You're like, "I'm a woman,"
right?
Yeah. Well,
then they'd have to be more specific, right? I want a biologically born female.
I don't know that they can
woman.
Do that.
Okay,
they can't do that under this law.
Well, the law can't that's discriminate
a, that's
to hire.
That's a workplace a violation that you're talking about here. I mean, you're going
to. Not if it's a customer request.
There's no customers of TSA.
They
you're
would
a
call you a
subject.
Customer. They'd call you a customer.
Fine. The businesses I do business with don't grab my junk.
Okay, so how else would this, affect things? This equality?
Well, it's going to completely undermine women's rights, essentially.
Yes.
I don't know if you've been following. There's been stories in the news about transgender identified people competing on different sports teams and beating out.
Oh, yeah. I heard about a weightlifter.
It's going to, undermine Title IX protections and stuff like that. It's just a completely garbage piece of legislation, and I'm absolutely outraged that the Democrats voted unanimously to pass it.
Wow. Well, then in that case, if Trump is really this, woman rights violating person, shouldn't he support this then?
Well, I mean, it depends on how you define the term woman, and under this act, there's really no. It's woman is a feeling. It's whatever you.
So I'm not a member of the community, but where does the overall LGBT community fall as far as support or against this legislation? Like, are they in favor of it?
Well, they're mostly in favor of it. I mean, I personally, I don't have problems with the sexual orientation part of the bill. The bill, as introduced, it's supposed to establish discrimination protections for both sexual orientation and gender identity. I just have a problem with the gender identity portion, which is specifically to
because
target,
it's undefined.
It's undefined, and it's specifically put in place to protect transgender people. And I don't see that we can protect the rights of
are they not deserving of protection
to self-identify? Well. It's a difficult question to address.
I'll go ahead and say it. No. I mean,
yeah.
Look, like as an employer, and I'm sorry that the United States federal government employs so many people, it shouldn't. But as an employer, if I run a Hooters restaurant, mm-hmm. I should be able to choose to just have women. and I should be able to pick those women based on their looks. I shouldn't have some 350-pound hairy dude like you.
I'm only 215.
All right, 215-pound hairy dude come in and say, I identify as a woman. And I like chicken wings, right?
Right,
and,
exactly.
And like, I can't say anything. Like I don't. We don't live in that crazy of a world, okay?
You sure.
And well, I think we may. And this is the problem. Like, you know, sports are a great example. There have been lots of problems, specifically on the high school and amateur level. We need a solution there, and we certainly don't need to create more problems. I support anybody who wants to wear whatever clothes they want. I'm with them. If they want a particular pronoun, I'll work hard to change whatever's a reality for me in my mind. I'll work with you as hard as I can. But there's some places that you simply cannot give. And you cannot let TSA agents identify as whatever gender they want and just grope teenage girls. Not going to happen.
Good call, unuseful idiot. Thank you for making it tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you, and especially appreciate that he didn't say anything we had to dump. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
A lot of the younger callers. That watch us on Twitch or whatever. Right. Don't seem to get it. That was really intellectual, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, if you're going to call in and crank us, do a good job. Crank me well.
So you can bring up anything that you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, and you can bring up anything. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. We're entering into a very strange world where gender and sex is starting to get very confusing.
It's all fluid, man.
For people, and you know, if it leads to more unisex bathrooms, and I don't know, it's going to be interesting to watch it. It's
more
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and join us here, even in these remaining moments of the radio version of Free Talk Live. If you're watching us on DLive or Twitch at DLive.LRN.FM or Twitch.LRN.FM, you should continue because we're going to do an after show tonight. So stick with us there. On the radio side, you can dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in lines as well over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
As we continue, we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. We have Matt on the line calling us from, I think, Mississippi. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live on our Discord server.
Hey, Ian and fellas.
Hey, welcome.
Hey. Hey, thanks. I just wanted to follow up with the previous call-in from Unuseful Idiot.
Yeah.
And the whole gender is fluid and all that kind of stuff is so funny because, you know, he kind of tried to say basically, well, you know, how can you tell? You know, what's the difference? You know, how can anybody decide who's male or female? I just wanted to flip the TSA scenario around. You know, suppose I'm going, you know, through the screening process and I want to get groped by a woman.
Right.
In a polyester uniform.
Right.
You know, though I'd simply identify as female, you know. Grope me out.
That's
grope
what I was out, saying. Baby. Yeah.
You know, I mean, how does it make any sense? Where do you draw the line?
Look, the whole thing is ridiculous in the first place. I'm sorry. The idea that just because you are going to be groped by a male versus a female officer makes it less of a violation one way or the other, it doesn't. Look, how do you know as a female, if the idea is that a female officer is somehow less likely to be some sort of lecherous sicko, I don't buy it. What are the chances that the female officer is some sort of lecher, you know, that,
yeah.
You know, she's a pervert?
I completely agree. And
let
you know,
technology take over and we can all be groped robots. By robots.
Well, no, that's just kind of the way it's going to go.
There are also sickos on the other side of the screening process that, you know, hey, maybe I want somebody to stick their finger in my booty.
Wherever. Yeah, we can't get too descriptive on the radio with that.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. But that's the humor of it. It's like, you know, where does it end? Where does it end?
Well,
abolish the TSA.
It makes it very, very difficult.
That would be a simple solution.
I like simple.
And it, you know, if the way I do it is you come through wearing a dress and you're making an attempt at looking female, then fine, you can identify that way. But you know, some guy in a red man, a trucker cap with a untucked flannel coming through.
5 o'clock
says,
shadow.
Yeah. identify.
Hey, don't judge me on how I appear.
Yeah.
Matt, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I got to turn those sound effects off. 855-450-3733. David is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, nobody can keep up with Dave.
Okay.
And it is legal if Dave does. If Dave does it, it is legal.
All right. Is Dave the president of the United States?
No, your earlier conversation, earlier in this program today, where you're talking about, I forget your name, is it Chris?
I am Rich.
Rich, I'm sorry. You were describing a situation where you were tailing a cop and another cop was tailing you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And the
sorry.
Cop, yeah, when they pulled you over, they said that you were trying to keep up with Dave.
Yes,
and
Officer
I said,
Dave.
Nobody can keep. Yeah, nobody can keep up with Dave, and I got the story to prove it.
Okay.
I used to, when I was between jobs, I drove Yellow Cab for a while in Albuquerque.
Thank you
and
for your service.
And every once in a while, pardon?
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. Every once in a while, the dispatch would get a phone call about my my car number and some things my car was doing. I don't know who was doing it, but anyway, one of the calls, one or more, came, but one in particular came from an APD officer. And he had called the dispatcher and asked them to radio me that if I would please slow down. And the officer went on to say that I would have pulled him over, but I couldn't catch him.
Nice. How fast were you going?
And,
just
I mean,
out of curiosity.
I wasn't going fast. I was going fast, but I was also skillful because there was heavy traffic.
Okay.
And I was very skilled at navigating multiple lanes of congested traffic, and the cop apparently was not. We had exactly the same equipment. I had a Crown Vic, and he had a Crown Vic.
Yeah.
Mine
doesn't
was
he have lights that
old.
Get people to move out of his way, though? You can't do that.
Well, I don't know. Anyway. All I know is
in a Crown
all,
Vic,
all I know is I got.
Sorry, go I was going to say, if you're in a Crown Vic and you're in a multi-lane road, people will pull over to the next lane.
Yeah, but he's in a yellow cab.
Oh, right.
I'm saying if the cop really wanted to catch him, the cop would just flick on the lights. And
yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. But all I know is that I have legit bragging rights that that APD, quote, could not catch him.
Nice.
So, congratulations.
Yeah. I'd want to get that transcript and
framed. Right.
I don't know if they transcribe taxi cab radio conversations.
Thanks for the
Still,
call, David.
Get a recording of it.
Save All right, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Let's jump into this China story since we got a little bit of time here from the New York Post. Imagine calling a friend, only instead of hearing a ringtone, you hear a police siren and then a voice intoning, "Be careful in your dealings with this person." Would that put a damper on your relationship? Well, it's supposed
Probably.
To.
Be a badge of honor.
Welcome to life in China's social credit system, where a low score can ruin your life in more ways than one. Say you arrive at Beijing Airport intending to catch a flight to Canton, 1,200 miles south. The clerk at the ticket counter turns you away because, you guessed it, your social credit score is too low.
Wow.
Not only are you publicly humiliated in the ticket line, you're then forced to travel by the train, which should have been a three-hour flight now becomes a 30-hour stop-and-go nightmare. All because the government has declared you untrustworthy. Perhaps you defaulted on a loan, made the mistake of criticizing some government policy online, or just spent too much time playing video games on the internet. All of these actions and many more can cause your score to plummet, forcing citizens onto the most dreaded rung of China's deadbeat caste system, what they call the Laolai, L-A-O-L-A-I. And the punishments are shocking. The government algorithm will go as far as to install an embarrassing ringtone on the phones of the Laolai, shaming them every time they get a call in public. But an embarrassing ringtone, flight bans, and slow trains are just the beginning of this dystopian nightmare that is now the daily life in China for tens of millions of people.
And this isn't just China. If this works, believe me, this is coming around the world.
So aside from it being a government-instituted program,
mm-hmm.
how does it functionally differ from the libertarian reputation system?
It doesn't differ if it was run properly, but, you know, for one, a libertarian
system... This will be run politically.
Yeah, isn't going to okay. care whether or not you criticize a politician. It isn't going to care whether or not you played too many video games. It's just going to care whether or not you
I'll
paid
give you
your
bonus
debts.
Points for
but
criticizing
you were, but
politicians.
But you were trustworthy. It said the system was to see whether to deem whether you were trustworthy.
I'm all for systems that deem whether or not people are trustworthy being available.
Yeah, if this person reneges on contracts or, you know, hasn't paid what they owe, then that's important information.
Yeah, right? I'd really like to have that. And, you know, I'm sure that's coming at some point. But it's, you know, it's got the any centralized system has problems and is open to abuse.
Understood.
That's why you have problems with the credit reporting agencies and things like that.
A low social credit score will exclude you from well-paid jobs, make it impossible for you to get a house, car loan, or even a hotel room. The government will slow down your internet connection, ban your children from attending private school, and even post your profile on a public blacklist for all to see. According to Australia's ABC News, the government produced a deadbeat map via an app on WeChat, which shows a radar-style graphic identifying every Laolai in the vicinity of the user. Further, tapping on a person...
that's what I'm going to look up.
Marked on the map reveals
the
their personal
of the week.
Information, including their full name, court case number, and reason they've been labeled untrustworthy. Identity card numbers and home addresses are also partially shown, said the ABC report.
Is this the 10 minutes of hate they talked about in 1984?
Maybe. There are reports that those whose social credit score falls too low are preemptively arrested and sent to re-education camps.
God.
Not because they have actually committed a crime, but because they think they're likely to. Elements of the system are in place throughout China as the government refines its algorithm, and the final rollout is scheduled to be in place nationwide by 2020.
Sadly, some of that makes sense, because if you restrict everyone's ability to travel, get you know, buy and sell goods and services, and pretty much make them broke, like what else do they have to turn to besides criminal activity to
well,
get by?
Well, there's a way to get out of it. According to this, you
Wait
can
a second.
Snitch.
Is Google, you know, helping with this? I know that Google's been working with the Chinese government.
I'm not sure. They're not mentioned in this this story, but there is a way out of it if you're willing to snitch on others. The story says here that one of the ways you can improve your social credit score is to report on your neighbors. Individuals can earn points by reporting those who violate the new restrictions on religious practice, such as Christians illegally meeting to pray in private homes, or the Muslim Uyghurs, or the Kazakhs in China's far west, whom they're spotted praying in public, fasting during Ramadan, or just growing a beard. If you report that, you'll get some points on your profile to help you get out of the Laolai.
Think there's a beard? Grow a beard?
Can I bank some of those points so I can do bad stuff later?
I don't
yes,
think so.
Yes, you can. That's how credit scores work.
There'll be more, I'm sure, in the news about this as it continues to develop, because they're not going to repeal this legislation over there. They're going to move ahead full steam, I imagine, with it. And as you said, Mark, other governments will be watching. And this could come to a government goon near you. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us, freetalklive.com. Is spreading the message of liberty, cryptocurrency, and peace around the globe worth $2 per month to you? As you may already know, in addition to our internet feed, LRN.FM broadcasts on free-to-air satellite across North and Central America, as well as Sub-Saharan Africa. And we've been available on satellite for free 24/7 since 2010. The LRN.FM free-to-air satellite signal is reaching some of the most oppressive regimes in the world, and there's no doubt our ideas are making an impact. You can learn more about the channel's impact by watching the 3-minute video at fund.lrn.fm. If you'd like to help free minds globally with our ideas of liberty, cryptocurrency, and peace, you can donate as little as $2 per month via fund.lrn.fm. You can help us continue and expand our satellite broadcast to multiple continents. Visit fund.lrn.fm today, and thank you for your help. Don't forget to share the link on social media. That's fund.lrn.fm.